This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us today in the front of the classroom. Kyle, I've been buying some things that I think are really important and things that I don't think I'm going to see a lot of in the very near future. So we have an investment here at the farm in fluorescent lights, 4 footers and 8 foot tubes. And I wanted to preserve that investment. So, and I really don't like some of the colors of LEDs. So it was really the most affordable thing to do for the farm was to buy some fluorescent tubes. So I bought, there was a guy who was selling them. He couldn't wait to get rid of me. He switched over to LEDs and converted all his 4 foot fixtures to LEDs, and he had brand new cases of 4 foot fluorescent tubes. He had 6 cases, 30 brand new tubes in a case, and the cases were, you know, they weren't shop worn. They looked like they just came off the factory floor. And he wanted $160, 160, for 180 fluorescent light bulbs. I said, okay. So we arranged to have him put them in the back of our vehicle, and they're here. So why would I do that? Well, because I don't like the idea of where everything is coming from. It's coming from China. And I don't want to be able to not see what I'm working on. So was it worth $160 to me to do that, to have multiple generations of fluorescent light bulbs? To me, it was. Now, there's more to a fluorescent fixture than just the tubes. And the tubes have nomenclature. So they're known by the diameter of the glass. So some are have a larger diameter than others. So the ones that have the largest diameter are called T for tube, as in cylinder, tube, 12. And then slightly smaller diameter would be T8. And then smaller than that would be T5. So I just wanted to give you a thumbnail very quickly of what that means. So if you measure the diameter in eighths of an inch, 8/8 of an inch is 1 inch in diameter. So a T8 is a tubular fluorescent fixture, 8/8 of an inch in diameter, or 1 inch. A T12 is bigger, so that would be 12/8 of an inch is 1.5 inches in diameter. And then there's a smaller size, that would be T5, and that's 5/8. Of an inch. And those are the common sizes. Now, there's even smaller than that. I believe there's like a half an inch in metric sizes as well. But in the United States, the big ones are T5, T8, and T12. Now, the T12s you can get in 8-footers as well. But there's a couple different styles. There's the high lumen one, and then there's the standard. So the high lumen one has a an oval-shaped connector on each end with two pins on each end, and the standard lumen type would be one pin on each end. And so we have both of those. So over the years, I have collected from Craigslist fluorescent fixtures, 8-footers, 4-footers, etc. People just can't stand them. They just can't wait to get rid of them. So I have a pallet that's loaded with some T8 4-foot fluorescent fixtures. You can call them shop lights. I think there were either 16 of them or 18 of them for $70, $70 for either 16 or 18 of them. That's with the power cords, and they work, and the bulbs. And I don't know why, but this guy had them, and they're really good condition. So in the barn they go, over the mill, over the lathe, you know, over the welding equipment, you know, over the automotive part of the barn where we work on vehicles, for $70, $70. Kyle, any comments about those kind of spare parts and lighting?
Absolutely, Vince. You know, that's like we were talking about before. We're planning, you're planning for your kids to be able to live where you are. And to be able to, your plan is not just about you. Your plan is to look beyond you. And those, because there's no way you're going to use those up. Even if you were to live to 85 or 90, there's no way you're going to use up all of them tubes. The other part with those is the ballast, obviously, that fires the tubes that causes that. And I've had, usually, you know, about the, you know as well as I do, about the time your tubes go out, you'll have a ballast go bad. What I have done in my house, because I personally am not a fan of fluorescent light. I like, especially in cold places, you know, it's like they tend to take longer to fire. And they don't come to full brightness real quick. I'm a real fan. I do like the LEDs, and I have taken in the 4-foot, fixtures that I have in 3 rooms of my house. I have rewired them, and taken the ballast completely out and rewired them to be 110 volt LED tubes, and those LED tubes are daylight, and I like the daylight tubes. We put them with our animals, especially. I put lights, not tubes. I use the regular screw-in lights, but I go LED, and I use 5,000 Kelvin, which is really close to daylight. And I have found for my chickens, because we're obviously in the, you know, we're trying to get as many eggs out of them as we can. And if you have the timer set on them and it comes right on, boy, they start, you know, just before the lights come on in the morning, the roosters will start crowing in expectation. And as soon as it comes on, it's just funny. You can go in there and within just a few minutes, maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes, you can notice that the hens will start moving toward the nest. They'll start, you know, starting to lay. They start getting with it. So anyway, that's my thoughts on it. I have just eliminated ballasts because I don't like having the extra, part to go wrong. And the LED lights have lasted for years now with no problems. So anyway, right, that's kind of where my thinking is on it.
Yeah, I agree with your logic. My logic threw into that the people who, created the genocide, the Chinese, and I believe 100% of the LED lighting comes from those people who made the genocide virus. So because of that, I don't want to be dependent on them. Now, do we have LED lights here? Yes, we do. And I just finished rewiring and replacing fixtures, these Pass and Seymour porcelain lamp holders in the barn, and there's 96 of them, and some of them are 7-watt compact fluorescent light bulbs, and some of them are LED Edison base LED screw-in bulbs that look like an old-fashioned incandescent bulb about the size of a 100-watt bulb. So we have both, and the idea is I wanted uniform lighting. There's areas where it doesn't have to be so bright, but so I have these strips running the length of this 120-foot barn. And I mentioned an equation with five sets of strips last time we talked about it. There's actually six. And so for simplicity, I mentioned there's five. So some of them, you know, right down the high point of the ceiling in the barn, I've got the LEDs because they're brighter. And then they're like 9 watts or 10 watts. And then I've got interspersed with the LEDs and the other strips, the LED lights plus the compact fluorescents. So it works really well without me having to buy more LED Edison-based light bulbs. So I'm delighted with the way it worked out. The power consumption is pretty darn close to as efficient as you can get, and it works well. And we still have some spare bulbs. So the idea is, for very little money, we got the lighting situation covered in all of our buildings here at the farm. Kyle, have you had experience with Pass and Seymour fixture equipment, switches, receptacles, etc., versus Cooper, versus Eaton, versus Hubble, versus Eagle? Have you found any difference?
Not that I have really paid much of attention to, Vince, to be honest with you. What I normally do, so if are you talking about just regular light switches?
Yeah, I'm talking about the inexpensive versions, the 40-cent ones, and I'm talking about the spec grade for, both receptacles and switches. I'm not talking about three-way or four-way. I'm just talking about on-off switches and regular duplex receptacles.
Yeah. So I have noticed that how to put this the best way. So if you're going to put something, personally, for me, if I'm going to put something that I don't want to ever have to go back and replace, I will put in a good quality commercial grade switch. If you're going to do, I know that if you're wiring houses for a living, nobody does that because it would eat you alive. I mean, it cuts into your profit margin, and these other ones will last. In most cases, the cheap switches will last you, I'm guessing somewhere in the 8 to 10 year range. And, everything is just replaceable so easily now. But spec grade, I have seen, are the real good ones. I have seen them in buildings that are, 30 years old. And actually, I have, when a long time ago, we were in one of the jobs that I was in, we were actually carrying out all of these switches and the receptacles and everything that the owner wanted was to be put in all brand new. Well, okay, I took all of those things out. That was fine. That was great. You know what I did? I put them in a box. And I've still got them, and they still work. Because he didn't want them. He wanted all new stuff in there. And I have not found one of them that doesn't work. Still.
Right. If you can keep the dust, let's say you're building a new house, if you can keep the dust from when the drywall guys sand the drywall, if you can keep that out of your switches, meaning don't put the electrical switches in until they're done with all their work, for the last years, we have had only one switch fail in our house, and probably 99% were Cooper Electric, the one that failed.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about tips, and tips include lots of things, planning, and I'm kind of sharing with the class, and Kyle, is the things that we've been buying and why. And one of the things that I decided to buy recently was Freon refrigerant R134A. That can be used in some small appliances, like and large appliances, like refrigerators. Some. So you need to find out what the refrigerant is that particular device would use, and certainly automobiles. There's a new Freon refrigerant, if you will, R1234. Well, it's we don't have any equipment that uses it, and I don't have the equipment to service those vehicles, but it's really, really expensive. But the other stuff, the common stuff for the older vehicles, 1990s, for example, and up to maybe 2000, maybe 2010, I would think, would use refrigerant R134A. Typically, the big box automobile stores, automobile parts stores, sell it for about $6. $6 a small can. And that's the size that I like to buy it in because it's kind of handy. And if there's a leak, it's only a 1 pound leak or a 12 ounce leak rather than a 30 pound cylinder leak. Well, the current price is $6. I think Walmart sells it for around $5. And we paid a little over $3. So why is that? Because we bought a bunch of it and because we negotiate the prices. Now, why did we buy that? Well, because I think most of it comes from China. And I'm not betting on China being, you know, friendly to us forever. So I'm thinking we've got some absolute requirements. We have a John Deere tractor that uses it. And it has a tiny leak. And it's way more expensive for me to trace down this leak and take the cab apart on this great big tractor than it is for me just to add a little bit of Freon. And that's what I do. So But I need it because that tractor is just too darn hot. You can't survive in it without air conditioning. It's that hot. So I just wanted to share that. Kyle, any comments about picking up some extra Freon?
It's so funny, Vince. You and I think so much alike. I just bought a case of it about 3 weeks ago. I was at Walmart and I bought 12 more and I just stuck it in my shop. The other thing that I bought just recently, I went to Walmart and I looked down their gardening aisle that would have stuff like, the gaskets that go in the hoses to keep the connections from leaking.
Oh, yeah.
The little round rubber gaskets. They didn't have one, not one in the entire, and this was four shelves high and probably 40 feet long. They did not have one single gasket. And I also, in my garden, I use a four-branched four manifold. So I have one hose coming from my drain back faucet that goes into this manifold, and then I have four hoses branching off of it going into different places where I'm going to use. One goes all the way back to my orchard, and one goes, just different spots in there. One goes into the greenhouse, and I use these little manifolds. Well, I went over to Lowe's thinking, hopefully. I didn't even know if they'd have it or not, And so I wandered around in there, and sure enough, stuck in a little old tiny corner was all of these gaskets, and there was two of these one into four manifolds. I bought them both, and I bought probably 30, a total of 30 of these gaskets, because they're Chinese made rubber. There's no other place that, American don't make anything anymore. And so I even told the guy that was standing there that was supposedly helping me, I told him, I said, I don't trust the Chinese as far as you can spit into a whirlwind. And so, I'm not going to wait on them to take a chance on not having it. That's something, if you've got hoses that are leaking, I also bought whole entire, there must have been one, two, three. I bought two more sprayers. I bought about six splice kits to be able to splice a hose rather than throw it away. If you've got hoses break, that's just they wear. They get old in the sun, and so you just cut them and put the splice kit in and reclamp them, and there you go. You're back on the road without having to replace a hose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, Class, if you want to buy those washers that go in the garden hoses that Kyle's talking about, the rubber ones are not so good, in my opinion. I like they're typically black or yellow, but they're kind of a composition material. It's rubbery, but it's not rubber. About 10 cents a piece you can buy.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With Americans left behind in Afghanistan, President Biden shifted gears and campaigned for recalled Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom in California. Instead of the issues concerning Californians, the message is to blame Trump and label opposing views as Trump-like.
He's the clone of Donald Trump. Can you imagine him being governor of this state? You can't let that happen.
Mr. Newsom.
Trumpism is still on the ballot in California, and Trumpism will be defeated all across the United States of America, because we're better than that.
Closest contender, Republican Larry Elder, pledged to replace Senator Feinstein as she's ready to leave public office with a Republican if he wins the California recall. With a 50-50 Senate, that's why there's so much interest in what happens in California on both sides of the aisle. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Biden administration is expecting a terrorist organization to police terrorism in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, unable to show up in person to Congress, answered questions from lawmakers via television.
There's no evidence that staying longer would have made the Afghan security forces or the Afghan government any more resilient. We expect the Taliban to ensure freedom of travel, to make good on its commitments on counterterrorism, to uphold the basic rights of the Afghan people.
Tennessee Congressman Republican Tim Burchett on Fox News is asking Blinken to resign over incompetence.
And this is what they know to expect from this bunch. They've got no guts. Secretary Blinken needs to resign in shame, and they need to go back to the drawing board. 13 Americans are dead. One of them was his family is a neighbor of mine. I was with the family this weekend at his funeral. It should have never happened. That is completely complete failure on this administration. And I don't even know if the president is cognizantly aware of it, of what's even going on. And you've got a vice president they put in charge of the border situation, hasn't even been to the border. And the American public needs to wake up and realize what the heck is going on in our liberties that they're taking from us and what we have to expect. It's just this this utopia, liberal utopia, woke-utopia, as it's been called, that they're pushing on us. And it's going to continue until we do something about it. Enough is enough. This administration needs to step aside and let the professionals handle it.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I was thinking I was doing some baling hay yesterday. I was going around in circles, tractor therapy. And I was thinking, you know, of the types of ships that the Navy has. And I was thinking, if the current administration were a ship, what would they be? So the U.S. Navy has aircraft carriers, got cruisers, they've got destroyers, destroyer escorts, frigates, corvettes, you know, submarines, etc. And so I think the plagiarist, the type of ship that he would be a destroyer. And then I was thinking about chlamydia. And, you know, what kind of a ship would chlamydia be? And I was thinking that, you know, a submarine holds a lot of semen. But I wouldn't use the term submarine for chlamydia. I would use the term escort. Any comments, Kyle?
Well, you're giving more credit than I would give him.
A little bit of humor
I would
there,
be,
right?
Yeah, right. I got it. I couldn't hardly not laugh while you were talking. You know, yeah, I was sitting here holding it back, but I would
you know
put
what?
In more along the lines of a little a small inflatable round raft with that has oars in it, but only one oar. That's kind of where I would put him. You know, he's running around here doing these things. By the way, Vince, folks, another reason why I'm telling you to prepare for war, I'll give you a little fun fact here. A friend of mine who has connections in the State Department told me, told me about 3 days ago, that his connection in the State Department told him that 40% of the quote unquote Afghan interpreters that we let in this country can't speak English. How do you interpret if you can't speak English? We are being invaded on our southern border, where they're being taken in and shipped all over the country. If you think this is not fixing to become a full-blown attack, you're deluding yourself. The other thing to think about, and I'm going to throw this out here for your comment too, Vince. Think about this, folks. The same media that blasted Trump, that lied about him, that put all of these Russia hoaxes in front of your eyes, that printed stories that didn't exist, the same media is now turning on Biden. They're starting to show and bringing up oppositions, and they're bringing up ideas and thoughts and stirring up the pot to get to build division in this country. What do you think is their objective in that? Because if you think they have all of a sudden turned benevolent and all of a sudden turned to the point to where they're actually wanting to report the truth, you are extremely deluded. Your comment, Vince.
No question about it. So here's that email that I sent to a few instructors. Not everybody, but I sent to a few. Here it is. It's an email from me, and it's one sentence. Quote. So I wrote this, okay? Quote. If you have a friend who voted for the stumblebum, and that stumblebum cost lives, destroyed the military, and wants to raise inheritance tax to 40%, and that stumblebum wants to tax you more for the idiotic government spending sprees, is that person still your friend? End quote. That's what I said. And I just put one more sentence after that. My answer is no. So, class, I want you to think about that. Do you have any friends that voted for this regime that is destroying us, allowing the invasion from the Mexican border? Now, I have Mexican friends, and they're wonderful. But my grandparents came here the right way, through Ellis Island. They did it the right way, the hard way. And when my grandparents on both sides came from Italy, I'm 100% Italian heritage. Both sets of grandparents came here the right way. And in both houses, they spoke English. Why? Because they came to America, and Americans spoke English back then. Now I have no idea what we speak. And I keep hearing that diversity is our strength. Really? Really? Now, I have no problems with different races, but when they come here, as my grandparents did, they need to adopt the ways of the land that they are adopting, like English and our culture. Don't dilute our culture with what they left. Don't bring their criminal enterprise to the United States. We don't need it. What we need is good, hard-working, honest people. And it doesn't matter what particular color they are. Not to me. But the content of their character means a lot to me. And there are plenty of people who are of the same skin pigmentation that I am that I can't stand. And I have, you know, I've been removed from former friendships. I've been thrown overboard, and I'm delighted because I saw the content of their character is not commensurate with my values. I'm glad. I am glad I don't have to carry them anymore. I'm glad I don't have to feed them anymore. I'm glad I don't have to answer their questions because they don't know how to do enough stuff for themselves. They have to ask me all the time. I'm glad that they don't. Now, there's plenty of people who do ask me questions, and I have no problem with that, because they are my friends. But these other guys were parasites. And I'm glad to have dusted myself of those parasites. Kyle, I was thinking about, I bought a toolbox. Now, class, I don't ask for money. I won't allow it on USA Prepares. I won't allow people to beg for money. Now, there are other radio broadcasts. That's what they do. They beg for money. They tell you that they need your hard-earned money to keep going. Now, think about that. So they have a whole group of people who are begging for money, and they are expecting you to hold them in esteem as if they are successful. Now, think about that. Is someone who begs for money successful? And why should you have to support them? You know, I don't pay Genesis to be on the air, and Genesis doesn't pay me. I don't pay the instructors, and they don't pay me. We have nothing to sell, nothing. You can't buy anything from us because we don't have anything to sell. Our income statement is zero. Our expense statement is a little higher than that. We actually have expenses to broadcast, USA Prepares us. But I pay for that. Now, is it your responsibility to make sure that Vincent and Kyle are on the air? Absolutely not. It's my responsibility. And if Kyle wants to join me, it's his responsibility. And we all agree on that. But we don't beg you for money. What happens at GCN is the commercials that you hear are not mine. They don't belong to USA Prepares. Those time slots belong to Genesis Communications. They have people who sell advertising to the advertisers. The advertisers pay Genesis Communications Network, and Genesis uses that money to pay their engineers and the internet and the satellite feed and the equipment and all the expenses they have. That's the business model. It does not involve begging for money. I don't give money to any organization. There are plenty of people that ask for money. I get calls all the time from, hey, you know, there's some police that, they've been hurt and they need your money. Can you give us money? No. They've already paid into a fund for that. They have a job. The job pays them. They have an arrangement with their employer. I'm not part of that. No, I'm not going to give them money. Now, if I choose to help somebody, it's directly. It's me, Mrs. Finelli, and our family saying, okay, are we willing to take savings away from the farm and help someone who's in need? And if the answer is yes, we do it. We cook meals for people. Last night, called a guy, said, hey, we had some beef. I think it's pretty good. I can bring it over to your house right now. And that's what we did. Our son and I delivered meal. We delivered dinner. A complete meal. Except for the beverage. That's the kind of stuff we do. But do we give money to Easter SEALs? UNICEF? Radio broadcasters? Absolutely not. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, we're exactly the same way, Vince. If we're going to do it, we're going to... My wife made a... There's a couple of people in our church, and one of them is a lady is in really bad health, and the other one is more than likely dying of cancer. And we bring them meals, and my wife will make a great big batch of zucchini bread or something like that we'll bring over there. And, you know, those kind of things we do. We also, there's a organization around here that feeds the homeless, and we will make a dessert for that. Our different churches will, and we usually handle the dessert of that once a month. Our church steps in there and takes care of the food, and then we'll make usually it's a dessert for 60 people, that we'll cook up and take it over there and drop off. And so, it's a direct thing. If it's somebody that I know, and they need help, I'll be there. I can show up over there and I will help them directly, but I don't, the cancer things, there's so many cures for cancer that's been out there for a long time, and this is nothing more than a scam, and the running for breast cancer and the pink ribbons and all of that horse crap. I don't support any of that. I think every last bit of it is a scam. Just a way to fleece the American people who are willing, who have kind hearts, but are unwilling to do the research to find out if these places are worth a hoot or not.
You're absolutely right. And I'm going to give an example of breast cancer awareness, pink, when we come back. Just a short story. It will probably surprise you. And I dare say that I don't think a single person knows this. But you will in about 3 minutes. Kyle and I will be right back and talk a little bit about negotiation. And what do you do if you...
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why should I have God? You're when you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Plus, I just love broadcasting with Kyle. It's he's so knowledgeable, and we're on the same page. Absolutely. So, Pink. Pink is known in the trash can business as cancer awareness, you know, breast cancer awareness. So, if there are companies that that will pick up your trash, and if you call them, let's say it's $20 a month to have the trash picked up, and some of them provide these trash cans on wheels, and that does two things. It limits the amount of trash that you throw out to that particular trash can size, and it's you don't have to buy a trash can, but we don't do that. We have our own black trash cans that we've had for 30 years, and they still work great. They're plastic. But anyway, so let's say it's $20 for the standard green or black ones, but you can spend extra and get the pink ones for cancer awareness. Now, there is this illusion that many people have that money goes to for cancer awareness, whatever that means. But in many instances, all it goes for is extra 10% to the company that provides the pink trash cans and picks up your trash. So there's an illusion about where your contributions go. So keep that in mind. And there's an illusion where your contributions go, you know, when you send them off to, let's say, some broadcaster. Yeah. Help Joe Schwartz by donating money. Now, would you help Joe Schwartz if you knew that some of that went to, hard alcohol or beer, or it went to going out to eat, or if it went to tobacco products? Would you still feel good about your contribution? I'm just asking. Some people would probably say, I love it. I'm so glad that she smokes or drinks, or he does. Me? Nah, not so much. Kyle, I bought I want to mention very quickly two things. Salt. We buy salt for the cows, and they come in 50-pound blocks. And it's like 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot. It's 50 pounds. It's compressed salt. And we buy the kind that has the trace minerals in it. It's brown. Now, we received a flyer, $5.49 for the white ones. Now, the white ones are the cheap ones. They don't have the trace minerals in them. We don't use the white salt. The brown ones are probably $6.99, so $1.50 more. So I said to our son, as I was getting on the air, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you call the company and tell them we'd like to buy a couple pallets of this salt? But we don't want the white salt. We want the trace mineral salt, the brown one. And would they match the price of the white salt and sell us the more expensive trace mineral salt, the brown, for the same price? So he said, sure. He said, how much do you want? I said, a pallet or two. Maybe two. So we called him up, and he asked them if they would sell us two pallets for the $5.49 price. And they said, sure. And he said, okay, it would be okay if I pay for it tomorrow and pick it up tomorrow. And they said, sure, that'd be fine. Now, what does that really mean? Well, tomorrow is Senior Citizen Day. Senior citizens get 5% off. So now we got the discount price, a lower price for the better salt, and we're going to get 5% more off just by staging the questions in the proper order. Any quick comments, Kyle?
Absolutely true, Vance. The negotiation is the way it's done. I got a parting thought for people. So in the last segment there, one of the advertisers said, when the peanut butter hits the fan. And I thought to myself, you know, I like to taste the peanut butter. So if peanut butter hits the fan and I got a little in my mouth, that wouldn't be any big deal to me. But, folks, what's fixing to hit the fan is dog poop. And I'm telling you right now, you better get ready for it because you're not going to like the taste of what's coming.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
Negotiations, folks, and as far as finding your tires, that sometimes you can find some incredible buys at junkyards. You can find them at garage sales, and it costs you absolutely nothing to ask. And it's amazing how many times you'll get something way cheaper. My wife and I, when we first got married, I grew up here. And so I learned how to do this from a young age because it was always tight. And my wife, when we first got married, I'd tell her I had to go to work early in the morning, and I'd ask her, I'd say, call around and see where you can get the best price on this stuff so that we can, you know, and I'd give her three or four or five different places to call. And so while I was gone at work during the day, she would make these phone calls. And it just got her on that road, and she's an expert at it. But it got her on the road of asking this stuff, and we saved thousands of dollars by her doing that.
Yeah. And so I guess the catchphrase for today, quote, it costs nothing to ask, end quote. That's from Kyle, and he's absolutely positively correct. That's just one more quick tip. If you break a fluorescent bulb, how do you clean it up? Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can take cat litter, and you can mix some engine oil in it. Let's say a couple tablespoons. Put it in a can, shake it up, and now it's tacky. And you can slowly spread that over the spill, sweep it up, put it in plastic bags, and throw it away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.